This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi was speaking after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal, organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan in New Delhi today. He said Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature. He asserted that the Tamil culture is a shared heritage of the entire nation and humanity at large.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है
The Prime Minister highlighted that Pongal, which gave the message of maintaining harmonious balance with nature, has emerged as a global festival cherished by Tamil community the world over. He said the festival celebrates the hard work of country's farmers. Prime Minister Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and several union ministers, including Jagat Prakash Nadda, G. Kishan Reddy and Ram Mohan Naidu, also attended Pongal celebrations at Dr. L. Murugan's residence. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan mark the harvest season are being celebrated with great fervor across the country today. Observed under different names and customs in different regions of the country, these festivals herald the change of seasons, the sun's northward journey and the harvest of crops nurtured through months of dedication and hard work. In Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, the vibrant festival of Pongal is in full swing. Makar Sankranti has brought people together to take holy dips in sacred rivers like the Ganga and the Yamuna. In Uttar Pradesh, thousands of devotees have gathered on the banks of rivers to take the holy dip on the occasion. In Assam, Magh Bihu or Bhogali Bihu is being celebrated with traditional fervor. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, Uttarayan, the festival of kites, has filled the skies with vibrant colors. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted fellow countrymen on this auspicious occasion. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights, amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists and other Indian citizens present in Iran. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry has once again strongly advised Indian nationals to avoid travel to Iran until further notice. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown and nationwide anti-government protests has crossed 2,600. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong actions if protesters were put to death. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today received a phone call from his Iranian counterpart, Sayyed Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both sides discuss the evolving situation in and around Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new Amrit Bharat trains mark a significant step in improving passenger comfort and connectivity. Sharing the social media post of Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav regarding flagging off of 9 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Mr. Modi said other benefits include boosting commerce and tourism. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday had announced that 9 new Amrit Bharat Express trains will be flagged off soon. The Calcutta High Court today disposed of the petition filed by the Trinamool Congress seeking preservation of confidential political data allegedly seized by the Enforcement Directorate ED during its raid at the offices and residence of political consultancy firm IPAC chief Prateek Jain in Kolkata last week. And in men's cricket, Daryl Mitchell's unbeaten 131-run knock helped New Zealand chase down the target of 285 runs in 47.3 overs and secure a big win by 7 wickets over India in the second ODI played at Niranjan Shastri Stadium in Rajkot tonight. Apart from Mitchell, Will Young scored 87 runs for the Black Caps and added 162 runs for the third wicket with Mitchell to seal the deal for the Kiwis in the must-win match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.